This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extend. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. Getting into the middle of the week here. We got Pearl Harbor Day coming up. End of the week. Claire's going to be with us on Friday. Wally Amos will be our guest on Monday. And we are tentatively scheduled to have Michelle Rosen on Tuesday with some breaking news regarding the Tylenol case and the machinations underway to try and keep the revelations of what really happened behind that from coming out any further, because it threatens the profitability of a corporation, and that cannot be allowed. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, hand hovering over the phone, ready to swoop on down and grab it as soon as it rings. Before we get into the serious news, kind of a high note, I know a lot of people don't watch corporate media very much anymore, but if you still are, every once in a while there's a little gem that comes out that brings a smile to your face and says it was worthwhile tuning in. Yesterday we were talking about how American academic achievement is in decline, and how we're ranked something like 32nd in the entire world now, and that's down something like 10 points just from when HBO did their newsroom episode with that wonderful speech about America's not the greatest nation on earth. And the numbers are a lot worse now. So over at the NBC Nightly News, they're talking about the decline in America's academic achievement, and they actually put up a graphic that showed math ranked 26th, reading 17th, and science 21st, meaning 2-1 with a TH instead of the ST that ought to be there. This is on the NBC Nightly News. Now, I make mistakes. I'm kind of pretty much a one-person operation out here. But this thing at the NBC Nightly News, not only did the graphics person goof, the control room people with the managing the video feed didn't catch it, the video switcher didn't catch it, the editor didn't catch it, the news producer didn't catch it. And so if you're wondering where all these academic underachievers coming out of our schools are finding employment, I guess it's in the American corporate media, because they don't care if you actually know anything as long as you believe in the politically correct dogma of the day. And it is a major embarrassment for them. And yes, they should blush on that one. Now, supposedly this hour, a selected set, not all of them, but a selected set of the 911 calls from the Newtown shooting are going to be released. A judge ordered the release of some of these calls. Not all of them, only 7, which means they have been cherry-picked to support the official story. Even so, Rachel Maddow on her show came out saying that you don't need to hear the 911 calls from the Sandy Hook massacre. You don't need to hear that. We'll just tell you what all happened. So Rachel appears to have gone over to the dark side, and it's a shame because she started out in the independent media and seemed to really be doing the job the right way. But I guess with enough money and stardom, and I'm not saying it wouldn't happen to me either, and I welcome the opportunity to find out. Now, on a more serious note, there are no less than three hearings in Congress right now regarding Obamacare, its legality, the website, and this morning, again, more press conferences from the president. He and Jay Carney are on the air every single day saying it's great, it's going to work out, there's just a few small problems, really everybody's complaining for nothing. And it's going to be, you know, we're going to do 800,000 enrollees a day, and it's going to be wonderful. And methinks the president doth protest too much. He's working too hard to sell this, that it's working, and it's a good thing. And we understand why. The whole idea was bogus to begin with. Obama comes out and says, I am going to make health insurance for all the signature achievement of my presidency. And then he says, you will buy insurance. Then he comes back and says, problem solved. And it really wasn't, and it isn't working. And apparently, for this most recent press conference, he had the White House staffers in the room, all on trained on cue to cheer and applaud wildly every time the president said something, like a bunch of trained SEALs. The website is working. So he's literally having to bring his own cheerleaders with him to keep this thing going, and it's obvious, and it's a colossal failure. And Obama is facing even more difficulty because one of the hearings that's going on in Congress right now has to do with the fact that Obama took it upon himself, after ramrodding Obamacare through the Congress, arm-twisting the Supreme Court, to rubber stamp it as somehow constitutional, which we all know it isn't. And then Obama, because of the failures of the website and various other portions of the policies, he took a pen and he started changing the law and delaying the implementation. And under the Constitution, the president is not allowed to do that. He can't take a law passed by the Congress and start editing it ex post facto. And so Congress is now upset that the president has blatantly exceeded his authority, which we already knew, and said they're holding hearings on that. Is it an impeachable offense? It might be. Going along with the use of the Internal Revenue Service to target dissidents, it might be. Now, another embarrassment has come out because Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's one of the big boosters of Obamacare and the architect and staunch supporters, has apparently somehow managed to exempt some of his own staff from having to buy insurance through the law's new exchanges. Now, we all know what's going on. This is a cash grab. This is nothing about the health of America. In fact, they even were admitting on Fox News just yesterday afternoon that the health insurance companies that are the beneficiaries of this legislation and also the authors are expecting to make $200 billion in increased profits per year from Obamacare. And of course, the government gets a piece of that action through corporate taxes. And the government is desperate for that new tax revenue to start coming on in because they need to dangle it in front of creditors to secure more loans now that they've waived the debt ceiling, because they can't go on with the Federal Reserve just creating the money out of thin air to loan to the federal government because it's destroying the credibility and trustworthiness of the dollar all around the world. So they're definitely between the rock and the hard place right there. And supporting my theory that people at the upper reaches of politics are on these prescription antidepressants, the chair of the Democratic National Committee came out and declared and promised all the Democrat candidates will run on Obamacare in 2014, next year. He's basically come out and committed on behalf of all the Democratic candidates in the United States of America that they're going to be running on the success of Obamacare. And I'm sure there's a lot of Democrats right now thinking, I'm going to switch parties on this one. Talk about hoisting on your own petard. I don't know what this guy, this chair was thinking with a statement like this, because there are already a lot of Democrats saying they don't want to be associated with it. They want to run on other issues. They don't want to wave the banner of Obamacare because it's going to be a vote loser. Because even if the website is in fact enrolling 800,000 people a month and it performs flawlessly between now and next November, by next November in the election, there are still going to be Americans who've not been able to get on and sign up. because there are 330 million Americans in this country, all now obligated under the law to buy health insurance through the exchanges, and the system only is claimed to handle 800,000 per day. It's going to, that's less than a million, and you've got 330 million to get in there. Look at a calendar. It's not going to be over and done with by 2014. This is still going to be a hot button issue all the way through next year. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're wrapping up here on Obamacare, which continues to be a major disaster. They're throwing huge amounts of money trying to get the website at least looking good. And that's a revelation that's come out over the last few days, that ever since its disastrous initial launch, all of the work and effort and money has gone into making it appear to be operating correctly to you, the end user. And we are finding out that the back end, where your information is then sent to the health insurance provider you have selected, is still garbaged. And that roughly one-third of all the people who have signed up for Obamacare and think they have health coverage starting January 1 do not, which is going to be a real shock if they have an injury or an illness in January and they go to the hospital and they run up $20,000, $30,000 worth of insurance bills and the hospital says, you're not in the system. It's an absolute mess. And they're still throwing more and more money at it. I think they could have just... It would have cost this government less to pay for our hospital bills than to try and get this system run through. But, of course, this is not about your health. This government doesn't care about your health. They just care about that wallet in your back pocket or in your purse. If they cared about your health, they'd be doing something about the 400,000 Americans who die in this country every single year from medical mistakes. But we don't talk about that. It's not politically correct. Apparently... And this is a story coming out of Mercola.com. WebMD, which is a very top-rated health website, is reported to have received a $4.8 million U.S. government contract to promote Obamacare. And this was not publicized. Had to be dug out. So a lot, if you go to websites where they're saying, we're a health website, we're taking care of your health, and you need to go to Obamacare, it raises the question, do they genuinely think this is a good idea, or did they get 4.8 or more million dollars to basically sell this product to you? It's a lot of money. Anyway, I want to move on over to Mayor Boris Johnson over in Great Britain, because apparently he made a comment basically saying that some people are just not intelligent enough to progress in life. He's basically taking this elitist position that, well, it's really the reason you're poor and hungry and homeless and unemployed is you don't have the smarts to take it. So he was being interviewed on the BBC, and BBC host Nick Ferrari hit him on the spot with an IQ test, which Boris Johnson flunked. Now, this is an oldie but a goodie. Nick Ferrari said, a house built with all southern exposure, and there's a bear walks by. What color is the bear? This is an oldie, and the idea is it's supposed to be a polar bear. But then Nick Ferrari goes on as he explains what the story is. He says, the house is in Antarctica. Because we now know there's nothing at the North Pole to actually build a house on. So he shifts it to Antarctica and forgets that a house built at the South Pole would have an all northern exposure. And by the way, Nick, there aren't any polar bears in Antarctica. So Nick Ferrari also flunked the IQ test on the air. And together with this thing from the NBC Nightly News about the 25th position in the academic scores, boy, our corporate media is very much in decline. We need to wag our finger at them. Over in Japan, they're back to basically taking the position now that any form of public protest is terrorism. They are that afraid of their own people. And you need to remember, the Japanese people have a much stronger tradition of obedience to authority. So it takes a lot to get them riled up. Like food at the supermarket that cooks itself and glows in the dark. And this article came out over at washingtonsblog.com asking the question, is Japan sliding back into fascism? And the answer is yes, because history has shown when these Ponzi scheme private central banks start to fail, the government is driven into fascism to protect itself as the next step on the way to eventual total collapse. And if you'll notice, it's happening right now in all of these countries that are under the control of these private central banks. And now they're all hopelessly in debt. They're struggling and scamming to just make it last a little bit longer. And as the populations of these countries stand up and say, we've had enough. Oh, you're a terrorist for protesting. How dare you question the bankers? We've got to lock you up and tear gas you and beanbag you and all the rest of the things they're doing. Not just Japan, it's happening in Spain. And it's happening here in the United States of America. They've really messed up the country. They don't want to admit they're responsible for the problems. They just want to come up with some way that they can shoo you away so they don't have to look at you. Remember a couple of years ago we had the free speech zones where you were only allowed to have protests if you carried them out in the assigned area, which was usually well away from whatever public event was going on, well away from where the media was, well away from where the politicians were, so they didn't have to look at you. And now they've come up with the no free speech zone, which is automatically assigned around any of our political leadership. It is now considered a crime for you to protest if you are within eyesight of the president, members of Congress, Supreme Court judges. Now that, of course, is absolutely contrary to the First Amendment, which says not only do you have a right to speak your mind without fear of reprisal, you have a right to peacefully assemble as a population and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And obviously, in order for you to present that petition to the government, you got to be talking to them. You got to be looking at them face to face. And that's another sign of just how our nation is, in fact, sliding into fascism. As a last desperate gasp by the money junkies to hang on to power before it all starts falling apart here. Now, we're getting back into, again, we're keeping an eye for the supposed release of the Newtown 911 calls. The mother of one of the victims, Nicole Hockley, has come out there basically saying that all this hue and cry for enhanced background checks on purchasers of guns and ammo would not have prevented Adam Lanza from getting the guns he used, because he got the guns from somebody who'd already gone through the security check and the waiting period. And that's always going to be a problem. Criminals or people driven to insanity on SSRIs, they'll just go steal the guns. We went through that in Los Angeles during the riots that followed the Rodney King trial, when the LAPD were running like heck. Law-abiding citizens were going to the gun stores trying to buy guns and ammo, got hit with a 15-day waiting period on the gun, and then the L.A. City Council actually imposed an ammunition ban across the county. The rioters broke into the gun stores and took all the guns and ammo they needed. Just did not work at all. And they're just still out there trying to push this gun control. And the one thing they will not talk about is what medications Adam Lanza was on. We know that one of them was Fanapt, and the manufacturer of Fanapt admits in its own documentation, this medication can drive people to absolute crazy, insane things. And they don't want that to come out because that's a threat to the profitability of the big pharmacy companies. We had a video that we had on our website a while back of one of the Connecticut prosecutors just saying, well, even if Adam Lanza was driven to do this by his medication, the public doesn't need to know that because then they'll stop taking their medications. I guess the guy owns stock in the pharmaceutical companies. Got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at an article that just came in. Apparently, there are protests in Japan against the government over this new Secrets Protection Act. And this is all tied in with all of a sudden this idea that protests are terrorism and the rest of it, because the Japanese government has created for itself a huge credibility crisis. This in a nation where the concept of personal honor is the core of their identity. And they have a problem because the people of Japan are now very much aware that the government of Japan and TEPCO have been concealing the problems with Fukushima ever since that disaster happened. They've been misrepresenting what was seen in the photographs. Remember that one that we talked about where Reactor 3 blew up? And they said, oh, it was just hydrogen, nothing to worry about. Now, a hydrogen explosion produces water vapor, which is white. And the cloud of debris that was over this reactor building was this pale, sickly yellow-green, which happens to be the same color as the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So we knew at that point they were not being straight with the world and their own people. And so now more and more people in Japan are starting to dig at what's really going on up there. Are their lives and health very much in danger? The government of Japan wants to reopen the waters off Fukushima for fishing. They want to revive the agriculture in the area around that whole thing. And the people of Japan are very concerned that they're rushing things and that they are, in fact, putting the profitability of agricultural and seafood corporations ahead of the health of the people. Same problem we're seeing here in the United States up in Alaska, where after Fukushima, the U.S. Department of Agriculture had a meeting with the Alaska State Fisheries chairman and said, we don't need to test for radiation. Really, little radiation's not good. Yeah, little radiation's actually good for you. Remember when Ann Coulter was coming out there trying to sell that one? And so people in Japan are starting to dig at the available facts and make them public. And what this law in Japan is all about is very similar to the laws they're talking about passing in Great Britain, to where anybody in journalism, corporate or independent, who tells a secret that the government does not want to get out because it's embarrassing, is going to be subject to prosecution. That's tyranny. That's dictatorship. That's fascism. And it's spreading all over the world right now, especially in every nation that is enslaved to these private central banks. Because the population is beginning to wake up and realize that all that they have suffered goes back to that failed economic experiment of having a privately owned central bank issue all of the public currency as a loan at interest. We fought a revolution to get away from that kind of banking. And we got sold back into that slavery by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president 100 years ago. And now the American people know about it. So they're, oh, you can't talk about that. Yeah, First Amendment, we've got to get rid of that. You can't tell the truth on the government. Yeah, we can. It's our right and it's our duty. Not just here in the United States of America, but anywhere where the government has forgotten that their job is to take care of the whole nation and not just the money junkies. The people have a right and a duty to stand up and say, guys, you really messed up. Because they did. Now, a story coming out of theinternationalman.com, Jim Rickards is out there talking about the decline of the petrodollar system and how it will inevitably force a rise in the price of physical gold. Now, we've seen all this machinations about trying to suppress gold prices, and we've seen all these games by the money center banks where they're storing gold for other countries like Germany, but they're actually leasing it out the back door to dump on the market to satisfy all these excessive gold futures contracts, trying to keep the price hammered down so people will keep their money in the banks and in the stock markets. And it's not going to last forever. And as the petrodollar system comes down, and at this point, anybody who's studying global economics understands the dollar is in decline and headed for abandonment as the global currency. Right now, the yuan has gone past the euro. And it's in second place. They're number two. They're trying harder. More and more countries are moving away from the petrodollar deal faster than the U.S. can invade and reconquer them and bring them back in. And when that starts to come apart, those of you holding physical silver and gold are going to be very pleasantly surprised. Because that metal really is worth a lot more than the corporate media is trying to tell you it is. They're still out there trying to say, oh, you don't need that. Bring it on down. We'll give you ink and paper for it. Down at our local shopping mall at the bottom of the hill, you know, the Christmas rush is on. And the little kiosk where you can sell your old dented, scratched up gold jewelry and we'll give you some cash for it. And you can go buy something that's going to fall apart as soon as it's out of warranty. They're just, the gold scavenge is on. We were talking about it with that caller yesterday where pawn shops used to be places filled with all kinds of interesting used stuff, like the Pawn Stars reality TV show. And around here, the pawn shops don't do anything outside of gold. That's what they're there for, to scavenge what's left of the gold held by private citizens in exchange for ink and paper. And when it starts to come apart, those of you who prudently, wisely invested in silver and gold, Republic Trading Group, plug, 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 are going to be better situated to survive the transition of the economy than those who are still dependent on the banks and still have their money in the bank accounts and still believe the dogma coming from the Federal Reserve. And at this point, it's not a question of if. It's a question of when. The dollar is dropped as the global trade and reserve currency, and without that demand to prop up its value, it's going to just plummet because the U.S. doesn't make products anymore to back up that dollar. People are willing to trade with the yuan because you can take that yuan back to China and you can get quality manufactured goods, agricultural produce. And here in the United States of America, our manufacturing has been allowed to rot away over the last 30 years, and this hideous experiment with genetic modification has literally toxified our entire agricultural industry to the point where other nations are refusing to import our crops. So there is nothing to back up the value of the dollar other than the promises of future slave labor by Americans who cannot meet those demands on their future tax revenues to pay off the bonds because the infrastructure, the economic infrastructure that allows us to transform our labor into sufficient money to meet those demands has also been allowed to rot away. So we're just watching the clock. It's just a matter of when. When is it going to happen? Anyway, now then, over in Afghanistan, as you know, the United States is arm-twisting Hamid Karzai to try and sign an enhanced security pact that would allow the United States to keep their soldiers in Afghanistan until either the oil or the opium or both run out. Hamid Karzai is resisting and saying he only has another month in office. It is really up to the new incoming government to either make or not make that deal. And obviously the new incoming government is not kindly disposed to the Americans staying inside Afghanistan any longer than they absolutely have to. And so now we've got John Kerry out there saying, well, if Karzai refuses to sign the pact, we can use a lower level official. Will, you know, anybody in the Afghan government signs it, we'll consider it legally binding. We can get the janitor to sign it, and we'll see it as legally binding. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Scott in Wisconsin, I'm sorry I let you sit and wait. I lost track of you. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how you doing today? Aloha.
Doing great.
You know, Mike,
aloha.
You were talking about this, I don't like to call it the fearless leader's name, this shredder of healthcare. I had a situation last week where I called in for insurance on our family. To tell you how dangerous this is, and you hit it right on the head, Mikey, that this is just another cash grab to crush the American people. And I'll give you an example. I called a provider, and I got a family of five. She goes, well, everywhere I looked, it was $10,000 on one side, and I asked her, what's the question on a family of five? Well, she goes, well, the lowest that your family of five is going to be paying is $350 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's the $10,000 for? She goes, that's the case you have to go in and have surgery in that. That just shows you on how ridiculous this shredder is. You're supposed to have the insurance so when you go in to have surgery, then it's low paying. So
yeah,
Scott,
we got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I want to come back to this very topic after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. On all your prepared food needs.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving polar bears, four daughter guests, three Velpacto makers, two melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Scott in Wisconsin. And that is a very harsh reality people signing up for Obamacare are coming to understand. The new Obamacare compliant insurance policies are much more expensive than what they had before. And the real kicker are the deductibles. Now, for those of you who don't know what that means is if you have a health insurance policy and you go to a hospital for X, the insurance does not pay 100%. They'll pay a portion of it, and the part that you pay is the deductible. It's usually not all that much under the current policies. Sometimes it's called a copay instead of a deductible. The new policies have deductibles that are so high that most people buying these policies during the course of an average year will never reach that deductible. They'll be paying for their own medical care out of their pocket until they hit that deductible, at which point the insurance benefits kick in, which is there if you have a major medical crisis and you need surgery or major treatment. But for all the minor day-to-day stuff, flu, bellyache, that kind of stuff, you're basically paying for your own medical care. Most Americans buying Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies are paying huge amounts of money for a policy they're probably not actually going to use all that much from year to year to year. And those Americans who are on current health plans millions have already been notified that their current policies are not Obamacare compliant. They're being canceled, or apparently under the new change in the rules, they'll be canceled a year from now. And you'll be forced to buy these new, more expensive, less beneficial policies, which is why we've got the health insurance companies bragging about the additional $200 billion a year in profits they're going to make off this deal. And the government holding its hand out for their piece of the action with which to try and desperately balance the federal budget. It's a cash grab. Anyway, Scott, please continue where you left off.
Well, you know, Michael, I love you. And you, Mike, you're exactly right, because who's got the money to go in and pay a $10,000 deductible up front before if they're in going in for major surgery? It's like you said, it's a disgrace. And Mike, what about the doctors that I heard, read an article a while back, 39% of the doctors that are hooked up with the federal government, they're going to lay off. So you attack the general. Remember we were talking in the past about the big federal insurance things destroy this. Now it's getting down to destroy the private and put it on the own individual sector to destroy them. And that's what you're talking about. And I'm addressing this, no matter what you look at it, I'm not even signed up with Obamacare. This is just another insurance provider in my state. It's dangerous. And I'm thankful that you have looked through the mirror, Brother Mike, to see this big, big scam to just totally destroy mm-hmm. the rest of the American people. And I told her, you mean to tell me a $10,000 deductible up front if you have to go in for surgery? Oh, my gosh. Mike.
Yeah, what's going to happen if you don't have that?
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you later. Aloha.
Aloha. I mean, what are these doctors and hospitals going to do? If you don't have $10,000 in cash just lying around to cover the deductible, are they going to refuse to treat you? And it's one more indicator. There is nothing anywhere in Obamacare that actually looks like it's intending to worry about the health of the American people. It's all about forcing you to buy health insurance at higher cost and lower benefit. And Obamacare did not add a single doctor to the American medical system, but they did create jobs for 15,000 new IRS employees to make sure that you're buying your insurance, and if you're not, you're going to pay a fine. It's a cash grab. That's all it is. And it's not working, which is why now, even as we get hit with another record winter across the North American continent, they're already back to saying, oh, we got to have a carbon tax. Global warming is getting, climate change, whatever we're going to call it here. We've got to make you pay more money. And you know where it's going to fail? Because all of these policies, whether it's Obamacare or carbon taxes or fees, or now TSA wants to raise the security fees so you have to pay more money to get your crotch groped, they're all coming out of a worldview that there is still ample wealth out here in the hinterland, and all the government and the corporations have to do is come up with a new way to just reach out and grab it to themselves, and they are wrong. We are tapped out. We, the American people, are broke. The money junkies got pretty much all of it. And they're still grabbing, because the way the money junkie bank is set up, you can never pay off the debt. By design, the debt is always greater than the total money supply in circulation. And it doesn't matter how much they grab and how much they take, the debt cannot be satisfied because it's designed to be unpayable to keep us all their slaves. And it works only so long as you go on believing that's the way it's supposed to be. We're going to grab a phone call, Eugene in Ohio. Aloha, Eugene. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. Aloha to you, Mike. I've been reading here recently, and I wanted to see if you had any knowledge of this about these steel containers that's being shipped from the Pacific that people can buy over here for storage space or small livable spaces there. And a few message boards I've been reading on saying there's they have found residual of radiation contamination. So many excessive rads on these meters that people have been suggesting that people start to use now when they buy these steel storage containers. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, yeah, we have heard about it ever since the Fukushima disaster. Of course, Japan's commerce continues, and the containers for the containerized shipping cargo ships, they sort of float around the world, and they'll be in Japan, then they'll be in Norway, then they'll be in Great Britain. And some of them were loaded with cargo that turned out to be radioactive. We know there was a big stink where some of the Japanese-manufactured cars arrived in China and were found to be radioactive. This point, you almost, if you're dealing with something like that and you have a concern, you need to get yourself a radiation detector. And here's the important part. Not all radiation detectors, and especially the less expensive ones, do not pick up alpha radiation, which is the weakest form. Now, alpha radiation, as long as it's outside you, it's not going to hurt you, because even the dead skin cells, the epithelium on your skin, will block alpha radiation. Alpha radiation is only harmful if you are ingesting it and become contaminated. But the beta and gamma rays, that you need to be paying attention to. And yes, some of these isotopes are going to last a very, very long time. Some don't. Some of the fission products from Fukushima, it's already been long enough where they're pretty much decayed away. But some of the uranium and plutonium isotopes, they're going to be in the environment for a very, very long time. And I know right now Fukushima's talking about just dumping all the radiation in the ocean, but we're going to dilute it. We're going to water it down before we do that, which is nonsense.
Huh.
Because just trying to spread it out throughout the entire ocean doesn't solve the problem. It just spreads it around. What they really ought to do is find one of these uninhabited Pacific islands with a dead volcano on it and put it all in the middle of that dead volcano. But that would cost too much money, as opposed to simply going out to the beach and pitching it into the water. The real danger for all of that is it's not going to dilute, because a fish that becomes contaminated off the coast of Fukushima is still just as contaminated when it's harvested and eaten off the coast of San Diego. And that's already happened with some tuna. So it's a huge mess. They're looking for a way to get out of it that is not going to solve the problem, but is going to convince everybody the problem is solved while costing the least amount of money. Same approach they had during the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. They didn't want to clean it all up. They just wanted to sink it out of sight so people couldn't see it.
Okay. Now, do you have any one particular Geiger counter or radiation detector in mind that maybe I could go rent or buy there to before I go see about getting me one of these steel containers?
I don't have a recommendation. I've got this unit. It's actually an old Russian unit that I got, oh man, years ago, and it's still working perfectly. I looked at some of the newer units when Fukushima happened, but I wound up not buying one. So you're really going to have to go pick one out for yourself. But, don't get the real bottom line cheap ones. You need one that will hopefully detect alpha rays and is going to keep a good, accurate count. This is a time to spend money for quality, if you're really concerned about that. And certainly right now, a lot of people along the west coast of Canada and the United States have reason to be concerned because the North Pacific Gyre Current, actually, we're lucky here in Hawaii. Most of it's missed us, but it's definitely heading for the North American, the west coast of the North American continent. The music's here. We got to take a break for Phil Schlafly in news. Thank you for the call, Eugene. Good
All
luck
right,
finding
Mike.
Yourself a good radiation meter. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.